Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Knocking out all bums now, forget this, 41 years. 41 years this week, I've been doing Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a variation of a straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And why am I not in the Guinness Book of World Records? But straight up, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. Of course, we are 6 days away from Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez. And yes, I say Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez, but everybody's saying Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez, and Terrence Crawford. No, no. Listen, the way I look at it right now, I think Terrence Crawford's a better fighter than Canelo Alvarez. Oh, I think he was a better fighter overall? Probably. And the reason why I say that is I'm just not impressed with the guys he's fought, like, since 2021. He hasn't fought anybody, with the exception of Dmitry Bivol, who beat him, talking about Canelo Alvarez. He hasn't fought anybody. So I call him Canelo now. Canelo is the feminine to Canelo. But straight up, I don't know. I'm not too happy about this fight. It's going to be on Netflix and this and that, and everybody's excited except me. Why is that? Maybe because I'm an old man. I don't know. But the bottom line is, if this fight doesn't live up to some type of expectations, if it doesn't deliver, I mean, Boxy's got a couple nails in his coffin right now. I think this will be just another nail in the coffin, something we don't need. Open phone lines all around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Crawford, of course, has put on a lot of weight, allegedly put on some weight. He looks like a bigger guy, no doubt about that. I mean, his frame looks bigger than he was at 147 or at 154 pounds. But the question is, can he carry the weight? I mean, when Ray Robinson fought Joey Maxim for the light heavyweight championship, he only weighed like 162 pounds. He said that worked to his disadvantage because he sweat too much in that fight. But the bottom line, of course, he had to quit in the 11th round. But the bottom line is, you know, I think guys should fight it the weight they're comfortable at. And I think if Terrence Crawford comes in comfortable, I think Terrence Crawford is going to smoke Canelo Alvarez like a blunt, minute by minute, round after round. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Dr. Fernandez in the house with boxing needs. What I'm prescribing is more of Marco El Tiburon Romero. I'm talking about the 165-pounder who went to 10-0 last night. And of all places, Kansas. Listen, I'm telling you, local boxing is what builds big-time boxing. You got to have a local star that sells tickets, and then he steps up. He graduates. Before you know it, he's world-class, or he's world champion, or he loses. Bottom line is you figure things out soon. But it all starts with local prospects. This amateur prospect, I'm talking about Matthew El Tiburon Romero, now 10-0, 9 KOs in front of a sold-out crowd at the NBC Suites Convention Center, which probably means it sold a couple thousand pieces. That's pretty cool. Anyway, listen, he took a step up in competition. We took out a guy from Denver. Now, I don't know if fighting anybody from Denver is a step up in competition, because outside of Ron Lyle and Lonnie Smith, I can't think of too many guys who were able to fight coming out of Denver, Colorado. No knock on Denver, but that's just the way it is. Bottom line is Javier Aragon is now 7-2-1 with 3 KOs, and he lost going away. Body shots, a whole 9 yards. This kid looks good. There's no doubt about it. And I think that he may be a future star. There was an 8-round schedule bout. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it from one ace to another ace. We're talking about Mr. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, boxing czar, coming to us from the Bronx. And how are you today, sir?
I'm good, Pedro, man. How's everything with you?
Pretty fair. Overworked. I can hear the overworked in your voice. I mean, I just can hear it. anyway, listen, I'm worried overall about the sport of boxing. I don't want to sound like a big pessimist or anything like that, but, you know, I mean, when Dana White's doing 20,000 people every couple of weeks, and I keep bringing this up, every 10 days, anytime he wants to throw an event in an arena, he has no names. In France, he drew 20,000 people and had this one French guy on the card. And he wasn't in the main event.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Boxing's at fault because, you know, guys are not fighting. You got no real shows. You got, you know, they're not building these guys, you know, to the TV audience, and, you know, people don't know about, you know, their fighters. It's funny you said, you know, that's how boxing should be. You build up the local fighters and they graduate and then you get them on a national stage. I don't think they're doing that anymore. You know, you don't hear about it unless the big cities, you know, you may hear like New Jersey has a lot of good fighters, you know, Newark, New Jersey.
Why don't they have cards in like every few weeks? And if New Jersey is a boxing hotbed, why are they not having shows?
That's the point. I don't understand how they're not putting on more shows. I mean, you know, just like in New York, we had like four big shows in a matter of like 2 months, four or five big shows. But now it's dead. Now you have nothing to talk about until, you know, what people are saying is a big fight next week. But I don't know how big of a fight that is next week.
Well, I mean, we've got a guy that's 63-2. Allegedly, he hasn't lost in a long time. Wink, wink. I take that back. He lost to Bivol. That was fair and square. But 63-2, a couple of draws and 39 KOs. Of course, he lost early on to Mayweather and the aforementioned Bivol. But outside of that, his record's been pretty clean. I'm talking about Saul Canelo Alvarez. And, of course, on the other side of the coin, we've got Terrence Crawford coming to the side of that boxing hotbed that is Omaha, Nebraska. 41 and zip, 31 KOs. He's got the biggest trainer in boxing, without a doubt, doesn't he?
The biggest trainer as far as like size or just like
historically
the biggest trainer, best trainer.
Listen, he looks like he should be in the WWE. They would have to cut the ropes down to get him through.
Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, no matter what size he is, he's got probably the best fighter in the professional boxing today. So he's got to get some credit for that.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't. In fact, I'm leaning towards the underdog, and this one, a slight underdog. Talk about Terrence Crawford. I think that skills beat guys, even with 10 pounds. In other words, I think unless Canelo can totally bully him, he's going to get beat.
That's no, I agree impression. With you. I'm favoring Bud too, but what I'm not liking so far, what I've seen pictures so far, and I guess we're not going to really tell until maybe the press conference and definitely the weigh-in, is that he has put on a lot of muscle, it looks like, and that may, you know, that may slow Bud down and, you know, get him in trouble. Maybe he fights the wrong game plan and may want to try to trade off with Canelo rather than, you know, use ring IQ, for instance. So that I don't like, but I would have to see how he looks at the weigh-in. But he's, I mean, I don't know if you've seen pictures. He's put on a lot of muscle.
Yeah, but, you know, how can I put it? I just think that he's got better skills. And I think the skills, I mean, I watch this in the gym, and I've watched it time and time again. A guy that's 10 or 15 pounds lighter than the other guy, if he's better, he can kick his ass for a while. Maybe he can't kick his ass for 15 rounds. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe the big guy's size will eventually prevail. But the bottom line is, he's kicking his ass early on. I just don't see Crawford winning, losing any of the early rounds. I think it's going to boil down to the late rounds, and if Canelo can impose his will, maybe he'll win. Maybe.
Yeah, and that's a good point. In the later rounds, you know, Canelo kind of gets tired too, so the gas tank kind of runs out. So maybe he could, you know, maybe who knows? Maybe he could catch him in a big flurry. He could hurt Canelo, and you know what? Maybe a ref stops the fight.
Okay, since he fought Dimitri Bivol, let me tell you the list of murders that he's went on. Of course, he went, talking about Canelo Alves, he beat Gennady Golovkin with a 12-round decision. Gennady was like 95 years old, collecting Social Security. The Just for Men didn't even work with him. Was so gray. Anyway, the next guy was John Ryder, a stiff that retired after one fight later after this one. John Ryder, to call him an English stiff is probably an insult to stiffs around the world, but he was a stiff. The next guy was Jermell Charlo, who didn't even come to fight. He sort of said, man, did the check clear yet? And they said, yeah, the check cleared. So I'm going to be nice to Canelo. So he was nice to Canelo for 12 rounds, didn't even try. The next guy was Jaime Munguia. Of course, he was the Mexican hobo, and I say Mexican hobo because he was 43 and zip. He fought nothing but a bunch of cab drivers down there in Tijuana. Of course, that's the Greg Haugen line, but the bottom line is Jaime Munguia did fight a lot of cab drivers. 43 and zip, lots of knockouts, but anyway, he loses to Canelo Alvarez for a 12-round decision. I think he got dropped early on, dropped in like the round four. But the bottom line is, you know, he got a car after that. I mean, Canelo bought him a car after that. I mean, I couldn't figure that one out unless it was like, hey, man, I'm glad you went easy on me, so I bought your car. But wait, I'm not done. Then we bring in the assassin. I'm talking about Edgar Berlanga, I think like 16-0, 16 first round. Now, some crazy numbers back in the day, but the bottom line is he was 22 and zip. Didn't have that many knockouts as he did wins, but he was undefeated. And, of course, he went 12 rounds. He didn't try. He went down in round three. Then after that was the great William Skull. You know, William Skull is going to be the boxing hall. He'll be in the Boxing Hall of Fame. You know that, right?
Yeah. When he goes and attends after, you know, he buys tickets.
When he buys tickets. You got all right through that there, Tommy D. No doubt about that. Okay, and so here we have him with Terrence Crawford. I mean, come on, man. I mean, the last time he was challenged was the Bivol fight. That was in 2022. That was like, that'll be 3 years ago. Years ago. So he hasn't been challenged either. I mean, you talk about Crawford's inactivity, fighting once a year. That's Socrates. Boxing's PhD. His big knock on Crawford is that he's been inactive. but he's a gym rat. And the guy's a gym rat. And what I'm saying is he's not taking punishment in there getting beat up every day and this and that, but he's in the gym all the time. And a lot of guys, it's hard to keep guys in the gym, even when they get, especially when they get older. I mean, that was the hardest thing with Roberto Duran, even when he was young. I don't know if I told you this, but Freddie Brown told me one time that he used to tell Roberto, yeah, we've got a fight in 6 weeks. So he would go down to Panama. They wouldn't even have a fight. And he'd go down to Panama and spend 3 weeks with training with Roberto. Because, you know, Roberto, you know, like the Ray Leonard fight, when he started off with the second Ray Leonard fight after winning the first one, I think he weighed about 210 pounds. And he came down to 147 pounds. Imagine that in 8 weeks.
Wow.
And trying to be strong.
You know, wow. Well, you know, with Bud, you know, not being in a ring, I know you could be a gym rat and all, but, you know, not being in a ring and, you know, having real fights, I think that matters, you know, and that builds rust.
But what I was telling you is that Canelo hasn't had any real fights in a long time.
No, he hasn't. He had a lot of good competitive sparring fights, I guess you could put it that way.
Exhibitions, maybe almost. Exhibitions taking a bat. You know, exhibition used to be something. I remember, like, when Ali was heavyweight champion, he would throw an exhibition for a charity and things like, you know, things like that, right? Now exhibition is and then of course wrestling matches were exhibitions, and here according to the California's the Athletic Commission before Vince McMahon ruined kayfabe. But the term exhibition, now we've got exhibitions going with Jake Paul, I think, and Gervonta Davis. They can't build that as a real fight, can they?
No, it's a joke. It's a circus. It's a you know, clown event, you know. But they are trying to build it. They're having press conferences for it, and you know they got it on the big Netflix stage. And you know Jake Paul is the A side. That's his event. You know Tank Davis, the big you know ticket attraction, big pay per view star. You know is going to be the B side to this. But you know what? Who cares? He's getting paid millions and millions of dollars to fight in a circus.
To not fight.
Well, pretty much, yeah. Without me saying to not fight, but yeah, to not fight, to go in there, dance around, and you know who knows what's going to happen in that fight, you know. But to me, I think it's just a circus act. You know, it's a sideshow. You know, it's not a real fight. These guys are like 80 pounds difference in weight. it's WWE, but with boxing gloves.
So. You know, I don't. But how can that be entertaining? And why would anybody want to buy it?
Because Jake Paul has a big following. People love Jake Paul.
Does Jake Paul have dirty pictures of everybody on the planet but the impeccable one?
I don't know, but he's the one putting up the money, most of it.
But you're not seeing my point. How does he run con? How does he run this? This is a con.
I mean, he's got a big following. It's kind of like your other boy, you know, Ryan Garcia. He has a big following too.
I knew you would take a shot at Ryan Garcia. That's okay. Ryan's cool. Ryan's just a little weird. A lot of weird.
A little weird, but not he doesn't have much boxing skills or boxing talent.
No, but when he hits you with that left hand, things happen. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with Tommy D, the overworked Tommy D, after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver.
Do you still
originally
think
minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do you still think of retirement?
Oh, I wanted to, but I thought about my children. I watched the baby cry another day, and my wife was late giving the baby milk, and the baby raised hell. Ah! Just hollering. Don't know where they're going to get it, but they just expect you to have it. And I looked at about six more coming, and I said, 10 years from now, I won't be fighting. 10 years from now, that baby will just be 10 years old. And I'll need money. He'll need school books. He'll need clothes, bus fare. And then 20 years from now, my daughter need a house, or she'll need a job. And it'll be a shame to say Muhammad Ali's daughter, a waitress in a restaurant. He made all of those millions. What I'm trying to say, I can earn enough money in 5 years if I invest it and put it up right to take care of my grandchildren.
He could touch you without touching you. That's the best way I can describe Muhammad Ali. He could touch you physically without touching you physically. I have no idea why. Maybe there's other people in the world who can do it, but he's the only guy that I've ever seen in my entire life that's been able to do that. He can captivate. I mean, I don't know if I told you this, Tommy D. I'm repeating myself, but we were driving through China on this train, and Ali said stop the train at one of these villages. So I went up and told the government driver that he had to stop the train, right? Well, the government driver basically told me, F you in Chinese, okay? So he said no. So I had to grab him and shake him up a little bit. Bottom line is the train stopped in this village, and we got off, and there was nothing but a couple of outhouses there. And for anybody not knowing what I'm talking about by an outhouse, I mean just a little shack where you went to the bathroom in it, a little wooden shack. There was like, wasn't no toilets, no running water. No, nothing. I saw one electricity wire coming into the village, and that was it. I kid you not. So these people, we get out of this train. Ali stops, has this train stop in the middle of the jungle, and we get out into this Chinese jungle, and these people walk up to us, and they don't have any teeth. They're like Chinese hillbillies. The best way I can describe them is Chinese hillbillies. And they don't have any teeth, and they're poorly clothed, all this kind of good stuff. But they knew, and no internet, no newspapers, none, but they knew who he was. And a couple of them fainted. Wow. I kid you not. A couple of these people fainted. One lady in particular, I thought she was going to have a coronary right there. She couldn't believe her eyes. Imagine that. You're a Chinese senior citizen. You're like 80 years old. You're in China. You've heard of this guy, Muhammad Ali. Maybe you've seen a picture of him in a magazine or on the newspapers, maybe somewhere, some part at some point in your life. And then all of a sudden, he gets off a train in front of you. Tommy D, that's mind-blowing stuff.
That is. That's crazy. You know, in the middle of China, too, right? I mean, worldwide known worldwide, Muhammad Ali.
I almost had to pull a gun. If I had a gun, I might have, like, flashed it. You know what I mean? On the driver. The driver wasn't
cooperating. China, you got to be careful, though.
No, you know what? But I understand that, but I'm traveling with, I don't want to say this the wrong way, people take it the wrong way, but I'm traveling with the black God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's it. Let me tell you what Ali did. Keith McMurray sold his passport for $3,000. He says he didn't. He says he lost it. He lost his passport in Beijing, okay? He sold his passport to the Chinese mafia for like $2,500. How do I know this? Because the Chinese mafia was buying money off us. They were buying dollars off us, like giving us $1.80 for a dollar. I can't. So they want, you know what I'm saying? So it was all a scam. So McMurray says he loses his passport. So we go to the airport in Shanghai. I think we're in Shanghai this now. No, Guangzhou. We go to the airport and this guy ain't got no passport. He ain't getting on no plane, is he, Tommy D?
He shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Guess what? Muhammad Ali walked him on the plane and then walked him through customs in L.A.
Wow.
Walked him through. I was like, bah, 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 bah. And Ali said, I said, what are we going to do here? He goes, just relax. So he told me, just relax. Because I was stressed out. I mean, you know, I don't want to leave Keith. I don't want to leave this guy in China. You're in some part of the promotion. We don't want to leave this guy in China. Anyway, Keith McMurray, they called him Sir Jab-a-Lot. He was a bit of a hero across the bay. I think it was in Vallejo, California, or maybe one of the other cities circling the Vallejo. But anyway, he was jogging one morning doing road work, and he saw a house on fire, and he kicked in the door and saved people.
Wow.
Sir Jab-a-Lot. Not the greatest fighter in the world, okay, but, you know, he's
Sir Jab-a-Lot. That's a great nickname, too.
Okay, no doubt about
but
that.
But these are great stories. These are great stories, Pedro.
Well, you know, they're true and original and they're to the point, but I enjoy you saying that because if I didn't think you were pleasant. Listen, if I can't, people say to me, why do you do this? To itself, to an extent, I entertain myself. And people don't understand it, but you know, I can entertain. I can have a good time. Listen, when things are going right around here electronically, when the Twitch is working and the computer's not freezing up in front of me and showing me the middle finger and all that kind of good stuff. You know what I mean, I'm serious, man. I sit down and this computer says to me, "F you, Pedro. Welcome to Sports Byline." I mean, it's like crazy. It froze up on me three different times this morning. I'm knocking on wood. If it freezes up again, man. Listen, it's haunted. Anyway, let me talk about a guy that I think got the short end of the stick. And the guy's name is Lamont Roach. And he has a roach of a brain because he didn't sue the Athletic Commission in New York when they pulled that crap on him with Gervonta Davis. Of course, Gervonta Davis took a knee. Correct me if I'm wrong. He took a knee. He put his head out between the ropes, and his corner man got in the ring. Anytime a corner man gets in the ring, it's an automatic disqualification. Automatic disqualification.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that he didn't sue, the fact there was no DQ, the fact that they gave, you know, Tank Davis a legitimate timeout that you see in football and in basketball. He got a timeout in the middle of a round in a boxing match, in a high-profile boxing match where the venue was sold out to see mostly Tank Davis. And, you know, ticket price is insane. And they gave this guy a timeout. It's pretty insane. And Roach, you know, I feel bad for Roach.
No, don't feel bad for him. He's ignorant.
Yeah, no, you got to feel bad for him.
No. Here's what's up. He isn't a total clueless idiot. He's got to realize that a misjustice is taking place in front of him, and it's on tape. See, this is the key to it all, Tommy D. They have it on videotape. You can't deny it. This is not a club show in Oklahoma or Long Beach, California.
No, I agree with you. And everybody can see it. Everybody talked about it. Listen, I spoke to the former commissioner of the New York State Athletic Commission in Randy Gordon. He said the same exact thing. He was perplexed. He was stunned that they didn't overrule it or nothing had happened. He would, you know, so this is, you know, something. Lamont Roach had a legitimate case, and the empty promises made to him about the rematch and stuff like that, it just now delayed his career. Because look how many months. This was in March. I believe this was March 1st, right? And look, we're in, you know, the beginning of September. This is, what, 6 months later, right? And he has no fight signed or nothing. You know, it's delayed his career. He got a decent payday for that, right? Kudos to him for that. But he's never going to see that amount of money again.
And you know, I don't know how to put this. With Gervonta Davis not doing the rematch, I'd be suing him too. But in other words, he would have to sue in house. In other words, he would have to make himself an independent entity within PBC.
Yeah, but he's not. I don't believe he's a PBC fighter.
Who is he?
So he was fighting on Pro Box. Huh. I don't think he's a PBC fighter. He's a 130 pound champion. right? I think he's a WBA champion for the at 130 pounds, right? That's another thing. He's not defending his title, which, you know, the WBA, they do all sorts of shenanigans, you know, but he's not a PBC fighter.
The world
so
of,
it would have been real easy
to
sue people. To sue the PBC.
The WBA is a world of bandits and anarchy. That's my new name for them. How's that?
That's perfect.
But nothing like the WBC. I mean, the WBC, listen, they steal right in front of you. Of course, they got Canelo Alvarez next week defending the WBC super middleweight title, 168 pounds against Terrence Crawford. And then in the co-feature, they have Kristen Mabili defending the WBC interim world super middleweight title. In other words, they're taking 2% from, well, they're probably not taking 2% of Canelo, but they're taking 2% from Mabili and Martinez. I mean, these guys are, they're not even hiding being crooks anymore. They're just doing it right out in front of you.
At the end of the day, you know, apart from him being a crook, he's probably the biggest winner of this event. I believe Caleb Walsh is a WBC, like, one of those continental champions. He's fighting Fernando Vargas Jr., so that's another, you know, sanctioning fee that has to be paid by the winner or by Caleb Walsh as well. So the big winner of the card is going to be Suleiman, your boy, your guy.
Mauricio Suleiman.
Silly man.
That's what
you know, the guy that was mad at us.
No, screw him. Anyway, let me tell you, I could rip his father a new butthole, and his father still respected me because you knew why? Because the father knew I was a straight shooter. I'm telling you, and we did some great things together. There's no doubt about that. And of course, we had our differences as well. I'm talking about the late Jose Suleiman of the WBC. Of course, a president from 1962 until he passed, I believe, about 2012. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to keep Tommy D around for another segment. This is your inside look at the world of boxing, celebrating 41 years of radio.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right, okay.
Me and Ray, we're both still running. Straight Up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, together we were training. I wasn't training. I was there at his training camp. I don't want to say I was training with him because people take it the wrong way. Bottom line is, Ray Leonard, I think, was the greatest athlete I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've seen a lot of guys play basketball, football, baseball, the whole nine yards. I've never seen a guy that could do it all. And I think Ray Charles Leonard, of course, he was born named after the late singer Ray Charles. But Ray Charles Leonard, I think, is the greatest welterweight I've ever seen. And I include that that he's better than Ray Robinson. The reason why I say that is when I look at Ray Robinson's record, he beat a lot of guys like Pedro Fernandez and Tommy D and people like that. In other words, guys who were good fighters, but, you know, they weren't like Hall of Famers per se. And most of the guys that he fought at welterweight were like old, like Kid Gavilan. He fought him a couple of times. But the bottom line is Ray Robinson, of course, stepped up to 160 and did greatness there. And then again, I think the current era of boxing, maybe not this current era, but the golden era, people like Marvelous Marvin Hagler, I think he would have beat Ray Robinson. You think I'm stretching here, Tommy D?
I think so too. I think he would have beat Ray Robinson. Ray Robinson was good, but like it's just, I think we had this conversation before. It's really hard to gauge different fighters eras from different generations, yeah. You know? So it's tough. I think Ray Robinson is a great, obviously a Hall of Famer, an all-time great, not just a great. But Ray Leonard was special. And, you know, Ray Leonard's a little bit, I would say a little bit before my time, mm-hmm. You know, but I did get to see a lot of Ray Leonard fights on tape and stuff. And, you know, Ray Leonard was great.
You know what Robinson told me about Ray? Ray Leonard's a faster, harder-hitting version of myself at welterweight. What is he saying?
He's saying he's more athletic.
I think he's admitting that he's number two to Ray Leonard. I think he's admitting being number two.
Yeah, I think that's what that says as well.
Okay.
You know.
All right, let's talk about next week's card. Yik, yik. Of course, Saul Alvarez, a minus 192 favorite against Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford, a plus 150 underdog. I like the 150 underdog there. Christian Mubili, a minus 172 favorite versus plus 134 in Lester Martinez. Now, here's a fight that's a little bit intriguing because it's got name value. I'm talking about the aforementioned Fernando Vargas Jr., unbeaten lad, taking on Callum Walsh. Callum Walsh is like a minus 380 favorite. Fernando Vargas is plus 270 as an underdog. Now, I'm looking at Callum Walsh's record, 14-0, 11 KOs. He's won all the fights that he's supposed to. He's won one fight in the Garden, a first-round knockout. He knocked the guy, Dean Sutherland, who was 19-1. I don't know how good he was. But how good is this guy at 154?
I think Caelan Walsh is really good. I haven't seen much of Fernando, but I think Caelan Walsh, I believe he gets better with every fight. I think he's very talented. I personally don't think that Freddie Roach's trainer, I personally don't think Freddie Roach is the trainer for him, right? I think Caelan Walsh is actually a pretty good boxer that likes to fight. If that makes sense. I think the Irish blood in him, you know, makes him want to, you know, fight more. But, you know, as a southpaw with his height and his long reach, you know, he has a pretty good jab, you know, and I believe he can box. I think he's levels above Fernando Vargas. You know, I just want to see Caelan Walsh get tested and, you know, fight, you know, the top guys. 154 is a loaded division. There's a lot of big names in 154. So eventually we'll see more or less if he can fight. There's another 154-pound fight on the card also that's pretty intriguing as well. Bowachek and Brandon Adams, mm-hmm. That's a good fight. Bowachek is the one that should have beat Virgil Ortiz and didn't get the win, you know, and then he had a kind of a stinker his last fight against Mikel Fox, who I thought Mikel Fox won the fight, but that's a different story. He's fighting Brandon Adams. That's the guy that beat him. He stopped Bowachek, and Brandon Adams is a pretty solid fighter. He's up there in age as well, so I think this is pretty intriguing as well. So, you know, you got some good fights. You know, Christian Mobili, Lester Martinez, I believe this fight might steal the show.
Steal the show as the WBC steals 2% from each guy? Hey, you want me to sanction? You want me to sanction your fight? I sanction your fight for 2%.
2%, okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, anyway, let's talk about the better of the Vargas brothers. Of course, Emiliano Vargas, 15-0, 13 wax. I mean, people think this guy's like the future at 140 pounds. They call him El General. He's been flawless.
He's been pretty flawless. I like him a lot. I think he has the it factor. You know, once again, you know, he's a top-ranked fighter. They know how to match up their guys pretty well. So, you know, time will tell to see if, you know, if this guy's really the goods or not as he steps up in competition. But I believe he's definitely the better of the Vargas brothers.
Okay, I'm looking at him as the future Oscar De La Hoya. I think he's got that golden boy appeal.
Yes, he has the it factor. You know, he's got the looks. You know, he can fight. He's there to knock guys out. You know, he says all the right things. You know, as well.
And doesn't say the wrong things. His father said a lot of the wrong things.
Yeah, which a lot of fighters say the wrong things. And let's face it, you know, when you say the wrong thing, it becomes a turnoff no matter how good of a fighter you are.
You know, his daddy was poised for greatness, man. He had Shelly Finkel as his manager, Sheldon Finkel, and Dan Duva. They were like co-partners in him. Dan Duva ran Main Events. Of course, it was a big promotional company. Anyway, he got in trouble with the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department police, domestic violence and assault, all kinds of stuff, booze involved. I think there might have been some firecrackers involved, meaning guns. I'm not sure. I vaguely remember this. But the bottom line is he got in trouble, so the Duvas decided they had to sacrifice him right then and there and put him in with Trinidad to get their money back because they couldn't risk having him on the street for another 6 months.
No, yeah, that was the case. And, you know, hey, he almost pulled it off early in that fight.
Yeah,
when he dropped Tito. He hurt Tito. He almost pulled it off. But, you know, Vargas did have some trouble outside the ring. You know, I spoke to his son, and his son, even, you know, his son mentioned that, not in those words, but, you know, talking about praising his mother and what his mother had gone through. And, you know, in my mind, he's relating that to, like, dealing with his father, you know. But, you know, Emiliano loves both his parents. He has nothing but respect for his father, but he does give his mother all the praise and stuff. So, you know, that told the story that we already knew as far as Fernando Vargas, the senior, the father, is concerned. So.
I thought he missed his calling, of course, by taking steroids prior to the Oscar De La Hoya fight. Of course, that was a bit of a shock, a bit of a stunner, but not really when you looked at his body. He looked like he was on steroids. But the bottom line is he had De La Hoya in that first round ready to go. He had him sit on the bottom rope or the middle rope.
Yeah.
I forget which one it was. But the bottom line is De La Hoya was sitting on the rope. He was ready to go. You got that right there. That right there. This is what I tried to tell people was in Oscar De La Hoya when I saw him as a kid, as a 17-year-old kid, kicking the spit out of world-ranked 140-pounders like John Montez. I mean, he beat John Montez in the gym so bad, like, oh, God, you turn your face away. You know what I'm saying? And the guy's only an amateur. He's 16 years old, beating up pros, 23, 24 years old with good records. I think Montez was undefeated before he lost to Camacho.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it's funny you bring that up. I remember that fight with De La Hoya and Vargas. I was watching it with the PhD. We was watching the fight together. I believe the PhD's father was there as well. Mm. We were both rooting for Fernando. It's funny, before the fight, Fernando, like he said, he looked great. And this is a quote. I believe this is a quote. I may say it wrong. But he said, look at the way I look. He said, Mexicans are not supposed to look this way. That was kind of a sign of him saying, you know, this is why. You know, we found out we took Royce. That's why he looked the way he looked. But credit to De La Hoya in that fight.
Well, his listen, they should have known something. When he took the urine test, it was bubbling. I just was. I mean, it was bubbling. Reportedly, it was bubbling. I'm just sorry. Anyway, talk about Fernando Vargas. Of course, now he's basically... He looks like he's got his act together. He doesn't look like he's been drinking, per se, because that was his downfall. Listen, so many fighters, you know, the combination of getting hit and drinking alcohol, it's just a horrible combination.
Yeah, it's bad. And, you know, Fernando's not the only one. There's a bunch of fighters that...
No,
you know,
but I watch guys that, like, get beat up and then afterwards have a few drinks and say to myself, that's probably not what you want to do.
Nah, not what you want to do. And who knows what pills they're taking with the alcohol, too.
Yeah, and there was a lot of fighters that have taken pills over the years. In fact, back in the days, a lot of guys took Bennies and Greenies and all kinds of different stuff. But the bottom line is they did it to lose weight. And, of course, I remember one time I took three Bennies before a basketball game. I was playing lightweight basketball for South City High School, right? I was sitting on the bench, and I was wondering what that noise was. I kept hearing boom, boom, boom. I couldn't figure out what the noise was until I realized that was my heart.
No more. I'm shocked to hear that you played basketball. I never knew you played basketball.
No more. Hey, well, I sat on the bench for most of the season. I was a newspaper editor for the South City Warrior, and I was like writing articles about the principal being a drunk and getting arrested for drunk driving, things like that. So the last thing they wanted to do was give me any playing time. I had to fight for that playing time, man. And practice, I was very physical. Okay, and they knew that, and they put me in. They put me in games. I was very physical, but the bottom line is, the coach, he was hanging with a lot of those teachers. You know, because when you start cutting the balls off your principal, he's the head of the faculty. When you cut his balls off, and you go to him and say, "Listen, pal, you've been arrested twice for drunk driving. You have any comment on that?" And he runs away from you, and then you write about it in the newspaper. You're gonna, you know. I remember my journalism teacher, Mr. Pellegrino, may he rest in peace. But he told me, Pete, there's gonna be backlash on this. Are you ready for it? And I said to him, so I said, what can they do? Well, they threw me out of science class. I needed to have a science class in order to graduate. So they thought by throwing me out of science class, they were gonna keep me from graduating, right? No. My counselor got me a correspondence course. We did this correspondence course on science in his office. We finished that in a week and a half. Bottom line is, I had like the rest of the semester to kick back, another free period. Everything they did backfired.
Wow.
Everything they did backfired. And of course, you know, basically, I told them on the way out, I just grabbed my crotch and said to them, this is what I got for you guys. Bottom line is, they didn't treat me good. The faculty didn't treat me good. And at the end of the day, I guess I was lucky to get out of there with a diploma. Very lucky. And my counselor, I want to give my counselor, Mr. William Hunter, credit. He was the straightest walking dude. He was gay, but he was the straightest walking dude you ever saw in your life. He walked like so stiff, I couldn't believe it. He was like a mannequin, like a walking mannequin. But he was a great guy. He took me under his wing, and you know, him and Mr. Pellegrino got me through high school. So enough of that. Bottom line is, who's going to win next week? Terrence Crawford or Canelo Alvarez, Tommy D?
I'm rooting for Bud Crawford, but I feel like Canelo's going to get the decision no matter what. I'm going to, in my pick. It's not who I'm rooting for. It's who I think is going to win. I think Canelo wins a split decision next week.
How do you guys come up with the split decision thing? Do you think one judge is going to vote the other way? I mean,
I'm going to sound like a bad guy. I'm going to start something here, but I believe one judge already has his scorecard already written out already for Canelo. So that's two judges left.
Bailey, so you've been exposed. Okay.
There's two judges left. One may have Crawford winning, and then one may have Canelo winning. So that's how I come up with that.
Okay, and the rest of the card, what do you think? Mobili's going to be a decent fight, huh?
I think that's going to be a good fight. I think you might see a stoppage in that fight. Both guys got big knockout power. Lester Martinez, Guatemalan, he's no slouch. He's pretty good, you know. Okay. So I think you got four good fights on this card.
I'm going to let
Cato Walsh, Fernando Vargas is going to be pretty decent too, I think.
I'm going to let you go with this one. I think that Hutto Nakatani might be the best Japanese fighter in the entire world.
And I tend to agree with you. I think he's the guy that's going to beat Inoue eventually and beat him bad.
That's why Inoue doesn't even mention. You ever heard Inoue mention the guy's name ever?
No, never.
I mean, it's like me not mentioning the impeccable one. He's in the other room. I mean, Inoue and Nakatani are like in two different rooms, but they're both in the same box, the Japanese boxing house.
Yeah.
And the Japanese boxing fans have got to be clamoring for this, unless they consider Inoue such a god that they don't want to see him get beat. Not even by their own guy.
That could be very possible.
Anyway, Tommy, you have a good week, man. I wish you well on your predictions. Hug the wife, hug the kids. We'll talk real soon, and I always thank you for your participation. Listen, Ring Talk Live Worldwide wouldn't be the same without Sir Thomas Dillamuth.
I appreciate that, Pedro. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The great Roy Jones, of course, that was the Antonio Tarver fight. He was like out cold. He was snoring. He was snoring, no doubt about that. But he was one of the greatest fighters of all time, no doubt about that. Of course, I was emotionally moved when I saw a video of Roy Jones receiving his gold medal. Of course, in 1988, he lost the gold medal to a Korean fighter in Korea. And it was like one of the most atrocious. Listen, I've been the victim of some atrocious amateur robberies, but nothing was as bad as that one. I mean, Roy Jones was the best fighter in the entire world in the Olympics. There's no doubt about it. When he lost that Korean fighter, like even the Korean sort of booed. But at the end of the day, the Korean fighter earlier this year gave Roy Jones a gold medal, and I thought that was really, really, really cool, no doubt about that. Now, next week, of course, the big fights, the odds are not all that, you know, I don't know. As far as Netflix is concerned, I think it's sort of cool that it's on Netflix so that people don't have to pay for it, but then again, you know, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. And, of course, this main event, Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez, I think it'll live up to the hype for a few rounds anyway. I think that Canelo Alvarez is an overrated guy. That he's a fat – I hate people are going to get mad at me for saying this, but I think he's a fat, overstuffed Mexican. He just is. If he was a black guy, he'd be a fat, overstuffed black guy. But the bottom line is he's a fat, overstuffed Mexican that's feasted on the WBC ratings since 2021. The last guy he fought at number one was that Iranian guy that lasted three rounds. Remember him? Yeah, I didn't think so. Bottom line is the only buddy he's fought since 2021 – was Dmitry Bivol, and Bivol beat him. So he's had five or six fights since then. Basically, they've all been exhibitions. I mean, Gennady Golovkin was like 95-year-old going on 100. Bottom line is, Canelo Alvarez, I'm hoping to God he loses next week. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up in hour number two, we'll see if we can spend some time with the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant. In the house will be the president of Northern California Veterans Boxers Association, Mr. Daniel McGuire. We'll spend some time with him. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned after the news for hour number two, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and Twitch.tv.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Weeks 0, 1, and 2 are completed in college football. Let's get the pro train rolling. One of the great stories of 2024 were the Washington Commanders and the steal the organization made in grabbing head coach Dan Quinn. He steadied and mentored rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels and turned a team that was 4-13 in 2023 into one that was one win away from the Super Bowl last season. For the New York Giants, they managed only 3 wins in 2024, and coach Brian Daboll has to be on a short leash. But a trio of quarterbacks led by Russell Wilson hope to improve their anemic offense. We know who the better team is in this game, but there is no way they should be giving this many points to a division foe that has historically played them tough. I'll take the Giants and the 6.5 points FanDuel is offering. Sports in 60, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I was the original podcast. Back in 1994, the Talk America Radio Network said, guess what? We're going to put you on the internet. Now, I knew what the internet was, but it wasn't happening yet, per se. I mean, AOL, things like that were going around. But the bottom line is, we ended up going live in 160 countries. And I started getting emails from places like Istanbul and China and all these places around the world. The internet was absolutely crazy. And of course, now it's more than 200 countries around the world. Of course, oh, wait, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever-so-modest host. When I say modest, think caps, folks. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I know a little bit about boxing, or I allegedly should know a little bit about boxing. But the bottom line is, I don't know it all. Open phone lines around the planet. You want to correct me, you got something to say, straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, remember the passing of heavyweight contender Joe Buckner. Passed away this week, of course, fought Muhammad Ali. But Joe basically, Joe won my praise when he told Elvis Presley to go get ducked. I mean, that's what he told him. Elvis, like, tried to pull rank on him. He said, go get ducked. Bottom line is, it was pretty cool. But Joe Buckner, of course, not heavyweight champion of the world, but he was pretty close, no doubt about that. Of course, we are 6 days away from the big fight. Yeah, right. Canelo Alvarez, the feminine side of Canelo. I'm talking about Saul Alvarez, of course, 63-2-2. Lots of knockouts, no doubt about that. But what has he done for me lately? Absolutely nothing. And of course, then we've got Terrence Crawford across the ring, 41-0, 31 KOs. What has he done for me lately? You know, I mean, I'll say when he beat up on Errol Spence, but Errol Spence was a corpse. He was a why do I say he was a corpse? If you look at Errol Spence after that car accident he had, remember the car accident when he flipped over the car at 120 miles an hour, that $150,000 Ferrari, and he had a $25,000 handgun in the car with him? Coincidence? No. What was happening was that Errol Spence was running from some homies. Homies pulled guns on him at the club, and he had to leave. He fled. He didn't stand there and fight with his gun. He left, fled. Of course, bottom line is he got hurt, and of course, then when he stepped in with Crawford, he never won a minute. So Crawford and Canelo, 6 days away. We'll spend some time in studio with Danny McGuire, president of the Northern California Veterans Boxers Association. That'll take place at 40 minutes past hour. And we're trying to hook things up with the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, about 22, 23 minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitative, but you know the story.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How do you get psyched up for a fight?
Well, you know, isolation is big for me. You know, getting away from my family and my friends, close friends, etc. Putting myself in jail is the way that I call it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to getting out of there, really.
Hello,
no vacation.
No friends, no family,
no,
anything?
Nothing. And it works very, very reasonable for me. Some fighters are different. They have to have a lot of people around them and a lot of action going on. Myself, I basically just want to concentrate just on my opponent and get my conditioning together.
Anyway, it's always great to have you on the show.
My pleasure.
You know, we argued on like three or four different continents, Marvin Hagler and I. It was sort of cool. I mean, he'd see me and he said, you really think Gray won that fight? And I said, yeah, I thought Gray won the fight. This is how I eloquently explained it to Marvin Hagler, because you have to be eloquent when you explain things to him, because he may like grab you by the throat. I mean, he didn't threaten anybody, but he was a guy you just didn't mess with. So I would tell him, look, man, you gave away four of the first five rounds. Okay, you gave away four of the first five rounds. Fighting Orthodox, should have fought Southpaw. You gave away those rounds. I said, all Ray had to do was steal three more rounds after down the stretch to win the fight. And I think he did that. Anyway, bottom line is I was able to smooth things over with Marvin, and he talked to me about that in Italy and Spain and Mexico and Argentina. He never gave up on that one. Of course, and the judge that voted for Marvin Hagler at night, 150-113. The judges went like, the Mexican judge had 118-110 for Leonard, like 10-2 in rounds, which was absolutely preposterous. And then one judge had 115-113 or 7-5 for Leonard in rounds. And then Lou Filippo had it 7-5 in rounds for Marvin Hagler. That made it a split decision. But Lou Filippo and the guy, another guy, Lou Filippo is another guy that I spent a lot of time with on different continents. In fact, all the way to Macau one time, he was telling me how Hagler won the fight. I finally fell asleep. Thank goodness I fell asleep. But if I hadn't fallen asleep, he'd still be talking now. Now, today in boxing history, wow, let's go back in time to 1892. James J. Corbett, of course, I knew him personally, defeated John L. Sullivan to win the world heavyweight title. That was the end of the bare knuckle era. Of course, John L. Sullivan was the bare knuckle champion for until he put on gloves. Bottom line is, in 1973, Muhammad Ali and Ken Norton appeared on the Tonight Show. Johnny Carson, the instigator that he was, he tried, but it didn't work, of course. And then in 1996, man, Mike Tyson knocked out Bruce Sullivan, of course, in the first round to win the WBA heavyweight title. Check this out. I was on a plane going to Chicago with Bruce Sullivan after getting knocked out by Mike Tyson. And then I was on a plane going to San Francisco with Frank Bruno after he got knocked out one round by Mike Tyson. Don't ask me how this happened, but the bottom line is, it just did. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. So are we excited about the fact that we don't have to pay for this fight? Crawford and Canelo, of course, going to be on Netflix. And Netflix is the porno version of Netflix. But the bottom line is, Netflix is going to show this fight around the world. Of course, Netflix has brought us epic boxing events like Jake Paul. Jake Paul, why is Jake Paul even an entity? I can't figure this one out, folks. The guy can't fight. He couldn't. Listen, I'm going to bring on a guy at about 40 minutes past the hour. They're about the same weight. They would put him in the same ring together. Danny Maguire would run Jake Paul out of the ring. He just would. I mean, it ain't even close. I mean, he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. Do you need me to keep going? He couldn't spell fight if you put all the letters on a piece of paper. He just couldn't. And somehow he's able to attract millions of people. I don't get it. He's not good looking. He's not a good looking guy. There's no stud, no sexual stud or anything like that. I mean, he don't look like John Travolta. I mean, come on, what does he bring to the dance? What does he bring? I can't figure out. I'm mind blown. What does this guy, they tell me he's a content creator. Creating what? Bull spit with an H? Because these fights he's having, he fought a bunch of kickboxers and this and that. Then he fought Julio Cesar Chavez, who's controlled by the Sinaloa cartel. Now, how do I know that? Well, let me tell you what the cartel employee, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., did to people within the cartel that pissed the cartel off. The cartel leader hung guys upside down like a piece of meat. In other words, you hang guys by a rope, by their feet, by around their ankles. You tie them and then you suspend them, right? And Chavez was beating on these guys with bare knuckles. Beating on these guys, they're hanging down their bags, their human boxing bags, and Chavez is beating on these guys. Chavez Jr., he's a creep, there's no doubt about it. And his father, of course, his father had the cartel connections back in the day. I remember that one fight he had when he invited all the cartel leaders to his fight afterwards, the pre-fight, post-fight party, and none of them had any cocaine, and Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. was all pissed off. None of them had any coke! Bottom line is, of course, he's cleaned himself up. He's got his own rehab company or rehab facility down there in Mexico City, and he's tried to get, I think he's went through it himself two or three times, at least the rehabs. And, of course, then he talked about failing at rehabs early on and staying in his room for like 3 or 4 weeks at a time. I don't know how you can stay in your room for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. But then again, you had Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. He stayed in his room for like years. He never came. That's what he did that song, In My Room. But the bottom line is, you know, Chavez Sr. stayed in his room, was all coked out and this and that. Then he cleaned his act up. Because, you know, no more cocaine, no more booze, the whole nine yards. He looks great now for his age, no doubt about that, and the fact that he has over 100 fights. But his kid was a kid that was born on third base, and he thought he got a triple. But he didn't get a triple. He walked there, okay? There's no doubt about it. When I interviewed him first, I believe, in the early part of this century, of course, it was in San Jose, California. He was like 16 or 17 years old yet. He hadn't shaved yet. He had like little, you know, he had a little pretty little hairs on his mustache. But he hadn't even shaved yet. I said, you shave yet? No, bottom line is, he turned into a cartel guy. Okay, and of course, the cartel controls people down in Mexico. It's just the way it is. I mean, the cartel is like the quasi-government down there in Mexico. That's just the best way I could put it. And cartels control Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Now why I'm bringing this up, and the fact is that I think the Jake Paul fight, I think it was a fix. I think it was a stone cold, total fix from the start, from the get-go, that Chavez didn't go there to win. He didn't throw a punch for like 8 rounds. He fought like he was handcuffed, like somebody handcuffed him, put the hands behind his back, and slapped the cuffs on him. That's the way it went down. I kid you. And I'm saying to myself, why is he not throwing any punches? Why is he not throwing any punches? It didn't take me long, like after about 35 or 40 seconds, I figured, hey, this guy's in the tank. This is a fix. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And then everybody's saying, oh, it was a real fight. It was a real fight. Why? Because BoxRec.com said it was a real fight. The Texas Athletic Commission said it was a real fight. Let me tell you about the Texas Athletic Commission and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. They went to give him a cocaine test, a drug test, about 3 or 4 years ago. And guess what? They couldn't do it. And the reason why the Athletic Commission gave me on the phone for not giving him a drug test, a guy that tested positive 3 or 4 times recently at that point in time for cocaine was, they didn't have a cup. They didn't have a cup for the piss. That's what they told me. That's what the Texas Athletic Commission told me. So I'm trying to tell you, is this kid's dirty to the core. He just says, I don't know if his father's dirty to the core. His father had cartel connections. There's no doubt about that. But the kid is dirty to the core. Now, the fight with Jake Paul, if you paid for it, shame on you. I mean, shame on you. The pay-per-view thing. That's why people have these boxes now and want to steal everything. Because they put this stuff on pay-per-view. And they want you to pay for it as far as each broadcast is concerned. Of course, Dana White's got it going on $89 or $90 for his shots every once a month. And you got to give him props because, you know, Dana White's got Dana White privilege. And why do I say Dana White privilege? Because if a black promoter, if Don King was putting guys in the ring and they were killing each other like that, the spit would be over. It would be effing over. It just would be effing over. But because Dana White blows Donald Trump the way he does, he can get away with this stuff. I mean, come on, man. The NFL, the biggest sport in all of sports, has cut back on their contact because they realize what CTE is, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I talked about that when I encountered Mark Gastineau, the former New York Jets defensive end back in 1992. When I interviewed him on the Rig Hoggen, Ray Mancini card up there in Reno, Nevada. You know, I was talking to him and say, hey, you know, Mark, we're with Mark Gastineau, the New York Jets, blah, 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 blah. And he's looking at me and he's not saying anything. So I had to step on his foot. I mean, in the middle of an interview, you can almost step on his foot in order to get his attention. But the bottom line is, right then and there, I started figuring, you know what, those guys I went to high school with that look a little distant, maybe it isn't the booze. Maybe it isn't the booze. Maybe it's the high school football. And then I saw a couple of guys that it wasn't booze. It was a high school football. In fact, you know, high school football left Tiger De La Cruz. Our world will break after this. But Tiger De La Cruz was one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen in my life. He could play baseball, football, basketball. He played all, no doubt about that. And he stood about 5'10". He was a Hawaiian kid. He had some nice athletic ability. He was fast, okay? But he wanted to play football. So he played football for South City, and he ripped his ankle apart and his knee apart, and now he's got bad hips, and he's walking around 40 years later, 45 years later, he can barely walk around. So the bottom line is, high school football, I think they should pay you for it. I think they should pay you for college sports. I mean, college football. Listen, you're out there sacrificing your body for what? So the college can make money? Straight up, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with the retired HBO godfather, my man, Mr. Larry Merchant, after the break.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to take it from Frisco to Santa Monica and bring in the retired HBO Godfather himself, Mr. Larry Merchant. And a very good morning to you, Godfather.
And back at you, Pedro.
So what's happening in Santa Monica? You guys, what are you doing today?
Well, I'm going to hang with my granddaughter and my great-grandson. And maybe have dinner with them. Watch a little football, watch a little tennis. Like that.
Okay.
I'm really suffering.
I can tell. Speaking of suffering, next week you've got Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez in the main event on this Netflix card. The fact that it's going to be on Netflix and essentially free for the world to see, is this going to, boxing's got a chance to really capture some new fans, some new faces here. Will boxing seize on the opportunity or will it fail miserably? What's your opinion on that?
Well, when you say boxing, what you mean is Crawford and Alvarez.
Crawford, yeah.
What kind of a fight are they going to have? My first hope for this fight is that it's so good that everyone wants to see a rematch. And maybe after that, another rematch. That would be the best thing that could happen for boxing, but usually the best things don't happen for boxing. Everybody knows what the possibilities are here in how the fight will be fought, and whether you just go with the simple fact that the fight is against two really good fighters, and one of them is moving up in weight. But he's moved up in weight before Crawford. When he fought Spence, remember, and Spence was also a tough, bigger guy, and he took him apart. So I don't know, and I can make a good case for both of them. Somehow I'm picking Alvarez, which is the safe pick, but I can see how Crawford could win the fight.
We're here with the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Of course, we're talking about the big fight coming up next week. It'll be in Las Vegas. It'll be on Netflix, so you don't have to pay to watch this fight. Of course, everybody in the passes. You know, they're going away from pay-per-view because of the fact that so many people are able to steal it now. So, I mean, pay-per-view is soon going to be a non-entity, I think, in the world of boxing. Is Netflix the future, Godfather?
I think Netflix will be in on bidding against the Saudi prince for all the big fights. They can afford to pay outrageous amounts of money, and so can the Saudis. So I see where that is coming into view, but these occasional big events, Netflix is going to be hard to beat. They like to go ahead.
Is Netflix a new HBO?
I don't know that they're committed to a boxing program. I think if there's a great fight out there, Netflix will try to drop it into their programming. I mean, there could be hundreds of millions of people watching this thing on Saturday night.
talking about the glory days, going back to the glory days, when I was walking through a golf course with Prentice Bird, Prentice Bird was a co-founder of the Kronk Gym with Emanuel Stewart in Detroit, Michigan. Of course, may Emanuel rest in peace, the Kronk Gym Goldfather. So anyway, Prentice and I are walking through this golf course after we had dinner, walking off our meal. That's what us boxers, all us ex-old boxers used to do. So anyway, we're walking. He says to me, Pedro, you're walking through the graveyard here. And I'm looking around, like, what are you doing, graveyard? This is a golf course. What are you talking about? He goes, the graveyard of boxing. He goes, Hagler Hearns, Hearns Leonard, Ali Frazier, that stuff. That era is gone. Boxing will never, ever be the same. It can never, ever duplicate those heights again. Do you think that he's got some merit to what he said there?
Possibly. The other possibility is that we get a new great American heavyweight champion, and that arouses interest in the casual fans. But boxing is certainly on a decline right now, and this is a huge event. We haven't had an American and a Mexican fighter in a big, huge event like this for some time. And I'm curious to see how many eyeballs are on the fight.
Okay.
And whether it's a fight that thrills me and other people.
Godfather, you brought up American heavyweights. I'm looking at the BoxRec.com heavyweight rankings. The best American heavyweight was Michael Hunter, Michael the Bounty Hunter Jr., and Ricardo Torres, the former Olympian at 13 and zip, is ranked number 15. Neither of those guys, I think, are the answer.
Well, I don't know where the answer is. It's in some gym someplace.
Okay.
We just have to have some confidence that the sport is not going to disappear.
But Dana White's involved now. I mean, this guy's trying to gut the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act so he doesn't have to pay fighters any money.
Well, that's what they do. And if the fighters and the managers let them do it, then that's what will happen.
Mm.
If they want to have a consistent programming, but when the big fights come along, I think things will be different. But I think the American system of the fighters getting the biggest shares of the purses and the grosses can't be just blown away by some company that's going to come along and sign guys to contract.
I got a question for you. I brought this up a little earlier. The NFL is scaling back hits on quarterbacks and things like that. You can't have contact in the NFL because of CTE and chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I think of Mark Acido. But the NFL is cutting back on contact. And yet Dana White, who sleeps with the President of the United States, basically does, he's able to put on a sport where guys are able to hit each other and kick each other when they're on the ground defenseless. I mean, something's wrong there. And when people talk about Dana White privilege, that's a good example of Dana White privilege, because I don't think Don King can get away with that spit.
I don't know what the answer to that is. It's an interesting irony. I don't know how much I believe in what I occasionally see in UFC type of events. Some of them look a little bit programmed.
I was getting grilled the other day on Marvin Hagler and this and that, and you and I knew Marvin Hagler, and of course Hagler decided he wanted to box Ray Leonard, he wanted to out-beast John McGavie and knock John McGavie out. Had Hagler taken care of himself a little bit better in those last couple of years, not engaged in the wars, he could have lasted a little bit more, don't you think?
Well, that's in hindsight. When a fighter gets enough money to live the rest of his life, as well as his mother and father and grandchildren, the incentive goes away. And it is what it is. And it was what it was.
Okay. Now, we don't have any American middleweight champions. We really don't have any. I mean, boxing now is an international sport. And you think that the savior will be an American heavyweight. There's not an American heavyweight on the horizon. So are you trying to tell me that the sport is just going to die a slow death?
Possibly. I'm just happy we're having a great big fight now.
Me too.
And what will happen in the future, that let the future take care of that. And if these UFC guys want to organize boxing and pay salaries to the fighters rather than
purses.
Then it will be what it will be, and it just depends on whether how many kids want to go into the gyms and still want to be prize fighters.
I'm not going to box for $20,000 a year or some crazy stuff like that. You got to be out of your mind. Anyway, let's talk about the British heavyweight Moses Itama, 13-0, 11 KOs. Did you get to see him a couple weeks ago?
Yep.
Do you think he's the real deal there? We got some potential here. As it looks like he could be a superstar.
Well, it's potential, and he looks like another version of Tyson with his style, and he's a guy we want to see what happens and whether he can break down more seasoned fighters.
Good point, no doubt about that. Now, Godfather, I'm going to let you go, let you relax, enjoy your Sunday with your family, this and that. But I want to tell you, nothing is a higher point is for us here in the Sports Byline Studios than having you on the air. Nothing. Nothing even comes close.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, Pedro.
No, man, listen, for 41 years now, you've been, like, putting up with my spit with an H, and I really appreciate that.
All right, just remember, none of us knows what's going to happen 5 or 10 years from now.
Yeah, and I remember 40 years ago when you told me, hey, what do you think of this Hagler guy, Hagler Hearns? Wow, we were like, mind was blown after that one. Anyway, it was a great spending some time with you. Have a great day with the family. I love you. Have a great day. We'll talk soon, Godfather.
Take care, Pedro.
The retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over a million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
The great Andre Ward, undefeated in life. I kid you not. The amateur fight that he lost at King's Gym, it was a bit of a ripoff. Marsha King was almost in tears that day. And I was trying to figure out, why is she crying over a 14-year-old kid? Like, get all upset about it. Because she said this kid had future greatness. And, of course, he went on. He won the Olympic gold medal. And when he won the gold medal, I remember he was going to fight for the gold medal that night. And Gary Radish had me on the radio here. I think it was on the radio or TV, Channel 4, something like that. Anyway, he says, who's going to win the gold? He goes, you know, your boy Andre Ward is fighting 15 pounds above his weight. Because he lost that coin flip with Andre Durrell. Andre Durrell and Andre Ward flipped a coin. The winner would fight at 165. The loser would fight at 178. Andre Ward lost the toss. So he fought, I think, a Polish guy for the Olympic gold medal. Nobody thought he was going to win because the Polish guy was just so much bigger than him. Of course, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, but not this day. Andre Ward licked him like a stamp. This is no doubt about it. Of course, then he comes back. He goes undefeated as a professional, wins the Super 6 tournament, steps up to 175, Sergey Kovalev. Probably got beaten that first fight with Sergey Kovalev. Probably deserved to lose that fight. I think they called it a draw, a little gift draw there. But he came back in the second fight, and he stopped Kovalev. He made a statement, no doubt about that. And of course, he retired, Olympic gold medalist, talking about a couple of weeks ago, wanting to come out of retirement to fight Anthony Joshua. You know, I think I might want to come out of retirement to fight Anthony Joshua. Give me 4-ounce gloves, let me hit him on his chin, things might happen. Speaking of happening, we've got the president of the Northern California Veterans Boxer Association in the studio. I'm talking about Dangerous Dan McGuire. What's up, Danny?
How you doing, Pedro? It's a real privilege and an honor to be sitting in your studio here. The sun is shining in San Francisco. I'm in the iHeart Radio studios with my old friend Pedro Fernandez. Yeah, Thank you for having me on the show.
We go back all the way to the Sunset District. Isn't that crazy?
That's right.
When I was
that's
a cop
right.
out there.
That's right.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Hey, here's a thin blue line.
Yeah, I never had any problems with you because you were always a good guy. But there was one boxer that I won't mention his name, but he was Irish. I'll just put it like that. So anyway, I got a call one day of some black guys being terrorized in the Sunset. So the black guys tell me, yeah, they're terrorizing me. They tell me the white guys made the black guys tell them, I don't want to be an N guy. I'd rather be a white guy. So they were threatening these guys, seriously, making them say some crazy stuff. Turned out to be somebody you and I both know. So it was absolutely mind-blowing that, you know, that went on. I couldn't figure it out until years later when I heard that same fighter use the same exact terminology.
Yeah, well, that's a dark incident in the neighborhood of the day. If it happened, I was not there. I have no part of.
Okay,
that.
One part, one place you were though. We were in where the hell were we? We're at the Longshoremen's Hall in San Francisco. It was October 11th, 1991, and you were fighting Jose Luis Ornelas. Let me tell you about Jose Luis Ornelas. He was 2-9 coming in, so we thought he was doing an easy mark, okay? I mean, I'm picking the fights. I'm the matchmaker. I'm trying to say, well, this guy's going to be an easy fight, isn't that right? So anyway, Pantera shows up at the weigh-in, and he's a stone-cold gangster. He's got the tattoos, like, on his face. His tongue was tattooed. If you tattoo your tongue, you're a bit, you're a little weird, So anyway, I set him up in this hotel on Lombard Street. I mean, 5 stars, the whole 9 years. He's pimping. He just got out of the joint. I didn't know he just got out of the joint 3 or 4 weeks before. I had no idea. So anyway, so he says to me, he says, I'm glad you brought me up here. I'm partying in San Francisco. I said, you're partying, man. You got to fight. Well, he goes, okay. Blah, blah. Anyway, so I'm having a good time in San Francisco. So anyway, that was that at the weigh-in. I shook his hand, gave him his meal comp, his meal tickets, and this, that, and that was it. So anyway, I'm in the center of the ring, and you're in the ring, and you're not supposed to be in the ring yet. It's supposed to be the other guy's supposed to come to the ring first, and you're supposed to come to the ring second. And somehow, I'm the ring announcer, the matchmaker, and co-promoter, and somehow you're in the ring, and when the other guy, Pantera's not in the ring. And I'm saying to myself, something's wrong here. Okay, and I kept looking at my security guy, and he's looking at me like he's on dumbfounded. He doesn't know what I said. Where's he at? He goes, and he points upstairs. So I said, okay. So I set the microphone down. I was a ring announcer too. I was doing everything, and I was a janitor as well. I took tickets anyway. But I set the microphone down. I went upstairs, and Pantera tells me, "Hey, man, you didn't tell me you were fighting the hometown hero. I was fighting the hometown hero." I said, "Yeah, well, it is what it is, Holmes. You know, you need to come downstairs and fight." He goes, "I ain't going." I said, "We ain't going." He goes, "No, I'm not going unless you give me another $500. I think he started off, he goes, "Unless you give me another $1,000. And I said, "You must be out of your effing mind." I said, "This is a bribe." I said, "I'll have you suspended. You'll never fight again." He goes, "I don't give a duck. I'm an ex-con." He goes, I'm enjoying this vacation." He goes, "You brought me to San Francisco." He goes, "I'm on vacation, Holmes. Do you want me to fight or not?" He goes, $1,000. And I'm going back and forth with him, and you hear the people downstairs are making noise. I'm like, Danny. I'm going, "Oh, man, what if I can't go down and tell these people the guy ain't coming down? They're going to riot and tear the joint apart." Okay? So anyway, I said to him, he goes, $1,000. I said, "No, man. I said, I'll give you $500. He goes, "Right now, cash." And I reached into my pocket, gave him $500 bill or a whole bunch of 20s. I can't remember what the sequence was. Yeah. But that's how that fight ended up that night. And, of course, you licked him like a stamp. But that was stressful. That was very stressful. Yeah. I mean, because if I didn't deliver, can you imagine me going back downstairs?
Yeah. You know, Pedro, I remember that fight very well. That was at the Longshoremen's Hall. Yeah. That was you were partnered with Nanette Moss.
Nanette and Izzy Moss.
Nanette and Izzy Moss. Yeah. They're iconic San Franciscans. I believe she was one of the dancers at the Bimbo 365 back in the
back in the 40s. Yeah. She was a nice lady, and there's no doubt about it. And then we threw a card. I think the last card we threw was like right before Christmas. And I begged him. I go, don't throw this. I said, "I don't want to put any money in this." She goes, "You don't have to."
Yeah.
See, Izzy was sick and he was dying, and I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they threw this card on in December, and not too many people showed up. It didn't make any money. This thing, but she was happier than hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As long as I put a smile on her face, she was cool. She didn't mind signing the checks, and Nanette Moss was a nice lady.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you know that card, it was star-studded in that Pat Valentino was in the audience that night. Do you remember that?
Pat Valentino he fought Joe Louis for the heavyweight title, or Rocky Marciano?
Ezra Charles at the Cal Palace.
Yeah, so anyway, here's what's... I won one Golden Glove title back in the days, and we got a limo one night, and we're like driving all around town getting drunk and having a good time partying up, right? So we go to Scoma's for dinner, and I'm going to go in there, and Pat Valentino's the maitre d' this night. So I sit down this night, and I'm drunk, talking all kinds of spit with an H, and he says to me, he goes, "When are you going to fight again, Pete?" I said, probably in about a month and a half, 2 months. He goes, "You might be sober by then." And I went, "Huh?" He goes, "Yeah, you shouldn't drink."
He had a good eye on you.
He goes, "Shouldn't drink. Yeah. Shouldn't drink. That's what he told me. Shouldn't drink. But yeah, Pat was pretty cool with me. No doubt about it. We had the celebration of his life down there at Malloy's in South City, of course, in Daly City, Colma, California, when he passed away. But he was a pretty good guy. He treated me good. And you know what? I went into Scoma's, and I could go into Scoma's at any time and drop his name with the finest broads in the entire world. You know what I'm saying? "You can't get us a reservation at Scoma's." I said, "All the sexual favors I want if I get the reservation? Right? If I just walk in and get us a table? You can take it. Are you sure you want to go that way?" Just like playing peewee golf. When I played miniature golf with girls, I used to, I'd give them 10 strokes and then beat them for sexual favors, right? Until one girlfriend, this is what she did, Danny. We're playing miniature golf, and we have a few drinks, play miniature golf, and go home and have fun. That was the whole thing, all right? So anyway, so I was kicking her ass all the time, and she had to reciprocate, and she didn't like reciprocating. She liked it, but, reciprocating all the time is not what she probably wanted to do. She wanted some reciprocation herself. So anyway, so I go down there to play peewee golf one time. I think we had a couple of drinks beforehand, and there's three peewee golf courses, 1, 2, and 3, right? Three different courses. So the guy says, "What course do you want?" She goes, 2. I said, "Oh, I'm not thinking nothing of it, right?" So we get out there on course 2. She, in the first 3 holes, she got a hole in 1, a hole in 1, and an eagle. okay? And I've got like 8 or 9 strokes going this and that. She kicked the spit out of me. She won like 10 or 15 strokes. Yeah. It was sad, no doubt about that. But what she did was she practiced. She went there, she practiced. She was practicing during her lunch period. I had no idea. And these dudes knew it. The dudes knew I was being set up as a chump, and they let it happen.
Yeah. So I got to laugh, Pedro. You know, if you look on how Ring Talk is described on the internet, it says, boxing with Pedro Fernandez, the man who pulls no punches. And I see this in this interview. We can go everywhere about your experience, as a boxer and just having fun through life.
You know, I was laughing the other day. I wrote an article about when Benitez was here. Benitez was here, and I remember being scared of him the first time we sparred. And then realizing he wasn't nothing anymore, absolutely nothing.
I remember that when he was at Newman's gym.
He just stood in the corner and let me throw on him.
He had the stare already.
Yeah. So Benitez, I'll never forget that Benitez is Benitez conned Gordon Ashby out of all the purse money, right? When he got his money up in advance. Yeah. And then after that sparring session that day, the second sparring session, when I lit him up, not a lot, but a little bit. I had respect for him. Yeah. I mean, this is a guy that fought Ray Leonard. I'm scared to death of this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I realized he got nothing. So anyway, he was a shadow of his former self. So anyway, we do the sparring that day. And then that night, he slips out of town and goes to New York. And he just disappears on Gordon Ashby, right? So anyway, I go to the Olympic trials, the Western Olympic trials. I lose the decision, number 9 guy, Vince Webb. I come home a loser. I'm not feeling good about that, okay? So anyway, we have this big fight card at the Oakland Coliseum. And Ben Langella is the ring announcer, right? And he's going, he's interviewing you, he introduced you, he introduced everybody that was there that night, blah, 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 blah. And he says, ladies and gentlemen, he's coming off 3 Golden Glove wins. He just came back. He lost a decision in the Olympic trials. He's a California PAL champion. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for our very own Pedro Gonzalez. I wanted to kill him. My parents were there sitting ringside, but the only fight they ever came to in their entire life, and the ring announcer gaffs it.
Yeah, they were looking around.
Who the hell is Pedro Gonzalez? But that wasn't the only time I've been called Pedro Gonzalez. Some guy, when I was on WFAN radio back in New York City, I remember somebody used to call me Pedro Gonzalez all the time, and I started figuring out he's doing this like this to rank or derile me, this name. Hey, Pedro Gonzalez. No, it's Pedro. Hey, Pedro. Anyway, bottom line, that's the way it was. All right. Northern California Veterans Boxing Association. I've been a member since God knows when, and of course, it's great that you've taken it over because it's taken a positive note. Everybody seems to enjoy the meetings now. The fact that the association is not weathering in debt. I mean, they're not losing any money, this and that. Although I do hear the old men and the real cheap guys bitching all the time, this and that, that they got to pay $25 for a lunch, man. I mean, where do they?
It's $23.
$23, exactly. $23.
And $10 raffle ticket.
It was $25. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, but the bottom line is the $23. These old timers, man. These old timers bitching about the $23. Yeah. I tell them, where can you get another lunch for $23?
That's right. Yeah, you couldn't get a deli sandwich in a Mexican Pepsi for
$23. You can go to Las Vegas, pay $26 for a bottle of water.
Yeah. And they all come around, it's the price of business. I was saddled with the presidency of the Veteran Boxing Association during a time of inflation, right? Everything's going up, and I think it was we had $10 a year for dues for forever, and we just recently increased them to $30 a year. Just to be a member, and like I like to tell people, I say for $30 a year you get absolutely nothing, right? But you get you get 2 quarterly newsletters and a $23 lunch.
You've got the meetings going on, of course, the second Friday of each month at the Italian American Club out there. And the Excelsior District, and parking is a bitch, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But we all have a good time, and everybody checks their egos at the door because, there's some guys in there that don't like me.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's it's funny. You get all those personalities under one roof. A lot of the ex-fighters, we'd be, considered type A personalities, and
meaning type A, meaning what?
Type A, just aggressive and maybe opinionated, maybe a little salt in the blood, And there's some people you may have competed against or people you may have had to critique over the years, whatever it may be. But for the most part, but actually all across the board there, when you do go to these veteran boxers lunches, everyone's totally cool. Everyone's, sits down, has a couple of drinks. We laugh about the old times. We talk about the greatness of you know, Old Newman's Gym and King's Gym and all the local gyms and all that stuff where we all plied our trade back in the days and where we formed lifelong friendships.
Okay. We're going to a hard break now, so I got to cut you off. But the bottom line is Johnny Vidal. I miss Johnny Vidal. Of course, he was your guy, no doubt about that. And he was a wonderful man, Johnny Carnation Vidal. Nothing ever riled him one time. I knocked one of his guys out, put him to sleep, right?
Yeah.
And he was the calmest guy in the entire world. I've never seen a guy that calm around boxing.
Well, yeah, I mean, Johnny was...
Johnny was a Carnation kid. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Danny, I thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Pedro.
Danny,
it's been my pleasure.
Daniel McGuire, well, 6-1 as a pro, of course, and the president of the Northern California Veterans Box Association. Ring Talk returns right after this.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Mike Tyson, talking about, of course, his poor life, the fact he was abused by, you know, his wife and everything else. No doubt about that. Robin Gibbons, when I called her Robin, R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe, she sent me a cease and desist order saying that she I was defaming her and things like that. That was in the National Sports Daily across the country. So, Robin Gibbons, you're not dead yet. Too bad. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Yes, the rumors are true. Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather are supposed to box some type of exhibition in 2026. Of course, the word exhibition, it used to be a cool thing because when boxers had exhibition, like Ali would have an exhibition with maybe some lower amateur or some guy that from the hometown guy. This, I mean, that's what boxing exhibitions were all about. Not people paying for them, but millions of people wanting to watch these exhibitions. You got to be kidding me. Jake Paul couldn't lick a stamp. I'm repeating myself, but he couldn't lick a stamp. He wet his tongue. And yet he's like the number one attraction in boxing. Boxing's in trouble right now. Of course, I'm harking back to what Prentice Byrd told me when we were walking through that golf course in Cincinnati, Ohio, circa 2004. Boxing is dead, son. It ain't never coming back. It ain't never coming back. The days of Hagler Hearns, the days of Hearns and Leonard, the days of Ali, the days of Oscar De La Hoya, the days of Mike Tyson, those days are done, and they ain't never coming back. What you get now is Shakur Stevenson, Gervonta Davis, Jake Paul, and crap like that. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. 41 years, you're inside the world of boxing and MMA. I want to invite you to the Northern California Veterans Box Association meeting. That'll be September 12th at 11:30 a.m. They have cocktails and lunch about 12:30. Bottom line is, it is at 25 Rush Street, right off of Mission Street in Daly City. Lots of parking, no doubt about this. So come out and have a great time at the Northern California Veterans Box Association. I want to thank my man, Dan McGuire, for coming to the studio. I want to thank the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. I want to thank Tommy D, no doubt about that. And, of course, I want to thank the impeccable one who put up with my crap because I threw all kinds of tantrums today. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.